Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Wife to stay on our air mattress that we have blown up. She declined politely.
Oh, well. Appreciate the offer, though. Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. A little bit later this hour, it was supposed to be a comfort sheet, and it was not comfortable at all. This thing attacked people.
A sheep?
A sheep.
A sheep attacked?
Yeah. At a comfort animal farm.
Oh. Like, what is a comfort animal farm?
It's a place where you go and
you
just...
you snuggle?
Yeah. You just snuggle.
Do you milk the animals?
I guess, if that comforts you.
It's very relaxing to milk an animal. There's like a rhythm to it.
What the hell is happening? Jussie Smollett is on the stand in his own defense in Chicago.
That's going to be wild when they, when they're able to cross examine him.
Here is an interesting case of this guy deciding to take the stand in his own defense because he believes he's going to help himself. And as attorneys, I don't know how didn't talk him out of it.
We've seen a rash of people that have taken to the stand recently, haven't we? More so than I can ever remember in high-profile cases.
Now, one of the things that he says on the stand is that he was telling the jury about the first night that he met Abimbola and Ola Bingo Ozandiro, the two brothers, right, who are eventually the ones who beat him up. I don't think anybody disputes that. They beat the guy up. The question is, were they paid to do so, or did they do it? Jussie Smollett testified on the stand. The first night he met Abimbola Ozandiro, they smoked weed, they did some blow, they went to a nightclub, and then went to a bathhouse together where they made out. That runs contrary to the brother who said, we never had any sort of sexual physical relationship at all. So
the prosecutor overseeing the case against the student who shot up his school there in Oxford Township, Michigan, and who took the rare step of charging the parents, has left open the possibility that school officials could face charges. The prosecutor, Karen McDonald, said this morning on Good Morning America that the investigation will determine whether school officials will face charges. She says just 3 hours before he opened fire, he was sent back to class after they met about a drawing. He, his parents, and school administrators showing a bullet and the words blood everywhere. So they did have the legal right to search his backpack. Why they didn't remains unclear.
There was a story from the Palisades overnight, outdoor holiday party in Pacific Palisades on Friday night, actually, when a couple of armed robbers broke into the house and stripped a couple of guests of the jewelry, their phones, and a watch. It happened on Rimmer Avenue about 7:40 at night, according to the LAPD. A couple partygoers, they were in the backyard, actually, and these two people came inside to get something out of their purses. And when they were in the house, they sort of interrupted these two guys and were confronted by these two guys with guns. These men took jewelry, iPhones, and a watch from the women, and then left and said, it's more frustrating than it is scary, according to the owner of the house. I feel lucky that no one got hurt. The victims of the robbery, you can imagine, though, are quite shaken.
These are like follow home robberies, and it's happening more and more. where people will go out to a nice dinner or somewhere. Maybe they're wearing a Rolex. Maybe they just have outward signs of wealth. And it looks like that celebrities have been targeted, upscale restaurants in the area. Man was shot and killed during an attempted robbery outside Bossa Nova restaurant in Hollywood. Of course, a day later, Jacqueline Avant was shot in her Truesdale Estates home.
The chief of the LAPD, Mike Moore, said that he's setting up a task force to try to apprehend some of these follow home robbers and to try to cut back on the number of them, obviously, saying that they haven't seen these types of holdups like this in decades. The rich irony of he and Eric Garcetti coming out last week and suggesting that the judicial system is the thing to blame here, as opposed to simply looking at the across the street at the prosecutor's office and saying that the district attorney is the one who should hold some blame here.
This is weird. The owner of the home there in Pacific Palisades says that they've attempted to contact the LAPD multiple times to turn over security footage, which shows the suspects walking through the front door, but they've been unable to reach the department. A detective should be following up with that, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's just a...
They've got to go to Cincinnati.
Right. The Cincinnati Police Department could call them back right away.
Yes.
But there was an article that was floating around, and it's been published in a couple of different places about whether or not California is seeing this, you know, recent rise in crime. And in terms of there being some very high profile ones that have been happening, is this just the new normal? Are we just going to get used to this? If that is the case, you got to leave. You got to get out of the state. Like, you cannot just turn around and say, well, that's the price of living in California, is smash and grab robberies or follow home robberies or, you know, people breaking into your home and burglarizing your stuff. That's just what we do. That is, we're losing grip on reality at that point, aren't we? I mean, I feel like
yes.
we're just trying to explain away people's bad behavior and this weird political thing where punishing people for doing bad deeds is hurting their feelings or something. And you can't just do hug factories and tickle farms to get these people back out on the street right away because they'll just do it again. And it's a weird, almost bizarre defense, I suppose, of rising crime to dismiss it, to downplay it and say that it's not a thing.
Well, we told you to beware of the cocaine because people are finding fentanyl in it. Well, now it looks like fentanyl's working its way into stuff that you actually might be taking, like Adderall or Xanax. It's everywhere. We'll talk about the latest when we come back.
Gary and Shannon will continue.
Exactly.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Terrible news out of Santa Anita this morning. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit collapsed and died after a workout there. 3-year-old colt trained by Bob Baffert just completed 5 furlongs in the second workout since finishing second down at the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar. Baffert confirmed the death attributed to a heart attack. So they are going to undergo a full examination of Medina Spirit to find out what the deal is. But in the last race, Medina Spirit finished second in that $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic. That was a month ago.
Wow.
Terrible.
More than half of America's youngest adults between 18 and 25, more than half are obese or overweight, according to Johns Hopkins research. If you look back, I don't remember what the topic was. It may have been Bob Dole, actually, this morning. The references to World War II and looking at people physically, looking at pictures of people, you do not see fat people.
No, we have overfed ourselves. We have made portions ridiculously large. We have trained our bodies to want more and more and more. It's so unhealthy because once you start that, you know, the species almost evolves to need that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we talk about my 600-pound life and we joke about Dr. Now and stuff. But when you start overeating, right, and you get to be obese or morbidly obese, it's harder for you than it would be for somebody who's in good shape to lose that weight because your body is working against you over time to keep it on.
Yeah.
It's really a cruel thing about biology and nature and overeating, but that's the case.
It's an addiction. It's a different kind of addiction than...
It's an acceptable addiction.
Than alcohol or drugs
Absolutely.
Or anything. Because you have to
you
eat.
You can do it in public. You can do it with your friends. Nobody's going to say anything. It's an accepted addiction that we have.
Well, that's good news, isn't it? Here's speaking of drugs. Fentanyl is everywhere. Saturday night, September 25th, there were LAPD officers dispatched to a $16 million house in Brentwood. He's a parent, president of CAA.
What is CAA? Is that an industry thing?
What do you call it? Agents.
Oh, I see.
Creative Artists Agency.
Okay.
I think. And there was a big party of high schoolers, all private school kids over in Brentwood, like I said. The police didn't only disperse the gathering. They responded to two drug overdoses they learned was the consequence of unintended ingestion of fentanyl. Now, in this case, luckily and amazingly, both of the kids survived, but that's not often the case.
Remember, there was a house party in Venice 2 weeks before this when three comedians and TV writers died after taking fentanyl-laced cocaine. A fourth friend, a comedian, was hospitalized and released.
Then you remember the death of Michael K. Williams, an actor known for The Wire. He died after overdosing on a combination of heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl.
And then Mac Miller, there's been talk that his overdose was because of fentanyl now as well.
Yeah, counterfeit oxycodone pills, which may have contained fentanyl.
See, the oxycodone costs more to make than the fentanyl does. So you're charging someone for oxy when in fact... You're giving them fentanyl, and you get to recoup that money. You get to keep that extra cash, and that's what's happening.
It is very weird because fentanyl, I guess, if you take it in small enough doses, your body becomes used to it, for example. There's Dr. Nora Volkow, director of the federal government's National Institute on Drug Abuse, said if you don't have tolerance, 2 milligrams of fentanyl could kill you. But there are young people... whose bodies can actually accept more than that. So you get used to it. And there are customers out there for fentanyl-laced drugs. They can handle it, as weird as that sounds. So when somebody who doesn't have a tolerance gets into it, I mean, it'll kill them.
Listen to this. LA County Department of Medical Examiner Coroner says that it had, in 2019, it had 420 fentanyl-related deaths. Okay, 420.
420, yeah.
In the following year, that number, 420, rose to more than 1,000.
And this year, obviously not done, but Dr. Ruby Javed, one of the coroner's forensic science lab division's chiefs, said that it's likely that this year will be even worse than last year.
It's laced in everything now, they say, and people don't know they're taking it. So maybe you're taking it and you're getting addicted to it, and then it's hard to get off of that. They said... When you think heroin, you think that's pretty bad, right? That's the worst it can get. Magnify that by 50. That's how fast it seeps into your system. That's terrifying.
Man, and they said that there is contamination, obviously, of the drug supply can be caused by negligence during manufacture. You could cut it with, you know, whatever step on the along the line of transport. You're going to crack open a bag of, bag, brick? What does it come in? What does Coke? I don't know. Packet?
What does Coke come in? I guess a bag, a baggie.
Well, let's just say you spread it out and you cut it with fentanyl so that you get more.
Yeah, I understand that. So like I understand cutting cocaine with fentanyl because that's like dealer stuff, right? That's like your drug dealer stuff. But like these pills like Xanax and Adderall, they're not manufacturing those, right? Aren't those the prescription company? Aren't those the pharmaceutical companies?
Well, if it's counterfeit. No.
So there are dealers that are making pills.
Yeah.
Okay.
They also said that they want to hook new addicts with products like newfangled speedballs. Cocaine is your upper.
What happened to your everyday old speedball?
Which was what? Like Red Bull and vodka?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Do you ever have a vodka Red Bull?
No, gross.
It feels like you're very close to a heart attack.
I just can't imagine that.
I mean, you can feel it beating out of your chest.
But they said that cocaine is your upper, fentanyl is your downer. which would replace heroin. And people are creating what they say is the perfect high. Using one counteracts the negative properties of the other. You can enjoy the fentanyl and be alert because of the cocaine. Otherwise, you'd fall asleep. Or with people who like cocaine, you cut it with fentanyl so that you don't grind your teeth down to little nubs.
Just take an Advil cold and sinus. Just stay in that lane. That's speedball enough. All right.
Speaking of speedballs, President Biden right now speaking from the White House about lower prescription drug costs. We'll pay attention to that.
Yeah.
We will, so you don't have to.
Gary and Shannon will continue. Yeah, I'm not going to listen to that in the break because I'm going to get sleepy.
I want to hear.
Well, he just said shame on all of us. Oh, so
really?
We're getting a shaming.
Why?
From the president.
Why?
Because we're not bringing drug prices down.
It's not our fault. It's the politicians who are in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, Joe. What are you and I doing about it? Yeah, we're really ramping up prescription drug costs.
And groceries and medication.
He sounds better.
Quote, relentlessly, without relief
set the
every
bar
day,
high.
Is your quote to me.
Well, I mean, on Friday, he sounded
having
like
having to ration
a
supply
right?
And feeling herself, as she says, slowly dying. She ended up in a coma.
Oh, great. Well, that's a fun story.
It's a heartwarming pet top.
All right. When we come back, San Francisco restaurant stepped on its own Johnson.
Gary, that also doesn't sound like a nice story.
They had to apologize. We'll explain what happened. Gary and Shannon will continue.
Amy King has the news.
I'm trying to roll.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up after Amy's news at 1 o'clock, we'll get an update on the high school shooting there in Oxford, Michigan, about whether the school or some administrators could be charged in connection with that quadruple murder there last week. Also, Alex Stone will join us. We're going to be talking about what we know about the uptick in daily average cases of the COVID back up to about 100,000. And what that means, what that portends for the winter.
Ooh, portend. Do tell. Also, 17 states, Omicron right now, 17 states. So by the end of the day, it'll be 25 or so. Who knows? There was a story that over the weekend kind of floored me that it actually happened. Although when I think about it, it's San Francisco, so it doesn't really freak me out. North Beach restaurant. It is a restaurant called Hilda and Jesse. There were three uniformed. This is what I think is funny. They have to point out that they were also armed police officers. San Francisco's finest, uniformed and armed, because you know what? We are America and we arm our police officers. The restaurant said staff felt uncomfortable with the presence of the officers and their multiple weapons, which I'm assuming they probably mean one handgun, one taser. That's just about it. No one's walking in with a shotgun strapped to their back. The staff politely asked the three San Francisco uniformed and armed police officers to leave.
I don't know if this is more about the weapons or about the optics of having them in the restaurant. I just pulled up this restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
It is very sheeshy.
Yes.
Let me just tell you that they serve $20 pancakes and you can add white truffle to those pancakes for an additional $55. Their steak and eggs, $39.
Good Lord.
This is a place where they sell caviar by the little bowlful for upwards of $50. The grade school breakfast, which includes French toast sticks, will run you $15.
Holy crap.
So this is one of those places that's very particular about who dines there, what that looks like. And, you know, you have three armed officers in there that would usually be going to like a diner or something, right, if they're on duty. And they pull up at Hilda and Jesse. I mean, it's a very pretentious, this is why people hate San Francisco type of restaurant.
The Hilda and Jesse Instagram account described what happened, and it says, We respect the San Francisco Police Department and are grateful for the work they do. We welcome them into the restaurant when they are off duty, out of uniform, and without their weapons. The statement says, this is not a political statement. We did what we thought was best for our staff, as opposed to smacking those little panty waists in the back of the head and say, strap it up. You have a job to do.
This is just a breakfast place.
Yep.
That's how much breakfast costs. You get breakfast for freaking $75. They've got a tasting menu for $45, which involves a shrimp toastie, some porridge, and some coconut fluff meringue wheat, cream of wheat. It's cream of wheat.
Yes.
Cream of wheat and porridge and a shrimp toastie will run you $45. My great aunt always had what we called mush.
Well, maybe.
Which is, you know, cream of wheat or porridge.
Right. She should have charged more for it. The police chief in San Francisco tweeted a response Saturday night and said the police department stands for safety with respect, even when it means respecting wishes that our officers and I find discouraging and personally disappointing. It says, I believe the vast majority of San Franciscans welcome their officers, deserve to know that they are appreciated for the difficult job we ask them to do in their uniform.
Hash browns are $17.
Those things better.
God.
Now, by Saturday night, again, this happened on Friday that they asked him to leave. By Saturday, the Hilda and Jesse Yelp and Google pages were inundated with negative reviews. As of last night, the restaurant apologized for refusing to serve the officers.
They've got a lot more to apologize for.
Uniformed and armed.
This is disgusting.
Rachel and Christina, Rachel Silcox and Christina Ledegs Compton, the owners, wrote in a Facebook post or Instagram post, we made a mistake. We apologize for the unfortunate incident on Friday when we asked members of the San Francisco Police Department to leave our restaurant. We are grateful to all members of the force who work hard to keep us safe, especially during these challenging times. Yelp, by the way, finally did add a disclaimer to the Hilda and Jesse page saying it's being monitored because of the bombardment of negative reviews and the restaurant's one-star rating.
$17.
On a side note, a shrimp toastie sounds delicious.
No.
I looked it up.
What's in a shrimp toastie?
Well, it's just cheese, English muffins, tiny shrimp, mayo, and garlic. Shrimp toastie.
Not for $45, Amy.
Well, you got a point there, but it does sound delicious. I think I'll make it this weekend for about $2.
Well, that is wonderful.
All right.
Good news. We have animal stories when we come back.
I love animal stories.
Not this one. I brushed someone else's dog over the weekend.
That
sounds weird, doesn't it?
How did that feel?
It felt great. I'll show you a picture of this little guy.
Okay.
I don't think I have a post brushing.
Were you babysitting the dog? I mean, dog sitting?
No, I was at a friend's house and they were dog sitting. So it's not even my friend's dog. It was a complete stranger's dog.
Did you find it therapeutic?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a rhythm to it, just like there is to milking an animal.
Okay. We're not doing that again. Gary and Shannon will continue.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Then you, Amy King, what's going on?
Can I replace all your lonely nights? Lonely nights. Can I replace all your lonely nights? Lonely nights.
You know, in another world, this place would be an insane asylum.
Yeah,
like
I know.
We have all of the...
When I say that, I'm being totally 100% genuine.
Yeah.
We've got all the people. This is like, what was that Jack Nicholson movie?
The Shining?
There's a little bit of that. Yeah, there's a little bit of that. No, The Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Jussie Smollett has taken the witness stand at his own trial on charges of staging a racist anti-gay attack on himself and then lying to the cops about it. He is testifying and has said that he was in a physical relationship, maybe not sex stuff, but he at least made out with one of the Nigerian brothers he was now accused of paying money to fake an attack on him. So that is going to be interesting once the prosecutors get a chance to cross-examine him. Also, we found out today that there will be a diplomatic boycott. The United States will not be sending any official U.S. delegation to the Winter Olympics coming up in a couple of months in Beijing. Although the White House press secretary did say we fully support, 100% support all of the American athletes that are going. We're just going to cheer them on from home.
Beverly Hills adding more police to its streets amid a crime spike that we told you about earlier has residents on edge there. The police chief says the recent crime wave is in part of the failure of officials to put criminals behind bars. Talking about that long rap sheet of the guy who shot and killed Jacqueline Avant during that home break-in.
This is the picture of the little guy I brushed on.
Oh, he's cute.
He's a delightful Scottish Terrier.
What was his voice like?
He didn't have a voice.
Okay. I like dogs that don't voice things.
My wife thinks he might be hard of hearing.
Oh, okay. Is that a common trait with Scottish Terriers?
I don't think so.
Is it just because your Scottish Terrier is off the wall?
What do you mean off the wall?
He's a yappy little guy.
No, he is not. You watch your mouth.
I just like watching you defend your dog.
He's listening right now and he's offended.
No, we've made some strides in our relationship, your dog and I. We have this thing where like I realize that he doesn't like eye contact. So like I just ignore him.
And
like, I play hard to get.
And he is your best friend.
And he's my best friend.
The other thing is don't treat him like he's a dog. He
right.
doesn't like it.
He
when
doesn't
you...
like that phony, I need attention,
right.
intimacy people have with strangers' dogs.
No. In fact, if we ever watch another dog, he's very upset that we've allowed animals in the house.
I can understand that.
Anyway, so that was my adventure.
They're
with
filthy.
The animal. In this case, a volunteer at a farm for therapy animals in Massachusetts has died. This farm is called Cultivate Care Farms in Bolton, Massachusetts, just west of Boston. And the 73-year-old Kim Taylor had been a volunteer at the therapy farm for just over a year. She suffered extensive injuries and went into cardiac arrest after a sheep repeatedly rammed her.
I didn't know sheep were violent.
They said all the animals at the farm are, quote, comfort animals. Describes itself as one of the premier farm-based therapy outpatient programs in the country.
You know, sheep usually are what you find at petting zoos, right?
Yeah.
For children. Sheep are usually not aggressive. They keep their distance. They mind their own business. But they say that sheep can become aggressive when cornered, threatened, or mistreated.
Well, it's be very hard to believe that these were mistreated. I mean, although, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's possible. But if they're there as comfort animals, one of the things that you'd want to do is defang them. You know, you'd want to pamper them so that they were docile and not capable of doing something like this. But if, in fact, she was the only one on the farm at the time, I guess. She was alone in the pen with the sheep when it charged her. And then it wasn't, I guess, not funny. It's not enough that the sheep rammed her one time. But like I said, the other people on the farm said that it repeatedly rammed her.
She went into cardiac arrest, as yeah. I guess you would do.
They pronounced dead.
But
she was
pronounced 73.
After she was taken
a little bit, getting up there to be working with the sheep.
73 is not that old.
Oh, somebody have a birthday coming up? We're T-minus 30 days, aren't we?
Yes.
Is it going to be 49? Wow, knocking on the door.
Of?
50.
Okay.
What are we going to do for your 50th birthday?
I have no idea. We may leave the country just to keep it legal.
Like forever?
No.
No.
We're leaving the room.
Do we have a therapy farm around here? Therapy.
I animal would farm. Imagine someone probably does.
It should be fun to do a show from there. We could bring everybody out. People could cuddle with the animals.
You went that time, the wine tasting up in the north end of the valley here.
That was great, but it was not the wildlife sanctuary. Let me see here. I get emails from them all the time. But that wasn't really a comfort place. Wildlife Learning Center.
But they have a giraffe, don't they?
They do, but you don't cuddle with the giraffe. Oh, there's a Love Always sanctuary, a farm sanctuary in Sun Valley.
Okay. That sounds perfect. Jacob? Therapy farm remote.
Oh, there's a place called the Gentle Barn. That sounds nice.
Now, that one I've heard of before.
You have.
Can we take our llama?
Kim, oh, that would be great.
I don't know.
Yeah, he might disturb and want to fight the other animals.
That would be fun.
No, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like it would be disrespectful to our llama because he isn't real.
He's not ready yet.
He thinks he's the only llama. You know what I mean?
The woman's family said in a statement that they took solace in how the farm gave their mother so much joy through her volunteering.
We should go to the Gentle Barn. It's in Santa Clarita.
Cultivate Care Farms is working with animal control to determine if they will euthanize the sheep.
They have horses, cows, donkeys, pigs, llamas, sheep, dogs, emus, goats, chickens, birds, turkeys.
Chickens?
Yeah, chickens.
As a comforting animal?
Well, I don't know if you hold the chickens or you just look at them and they kind of comfort you. Do you want to know the names of the chickens?
No. I wanted
Monique.
I wanted to update everybody because it's on our social media, but you'll hear it.
Dylan.
The final numbers for KFI Postathon.
Alex.
$873,948. Amazing number. $873,948. That's $103,000 more than last year. Also, 95,000 pounds of pasta and sauce. That's almost 10 tons more than last year in terms of the pasta and sauce.
Rebecca is a rooster that was found wandering the streets. So they brought her to the Gentle Farm so she can have a home and a family.
Oh, that's great.
Kahlua lived with a group of chickens as part of someone's family, but a predator got into their enclosure and killed all the chickens but Kahlua. Luigi is a rooster. Luigi was left at a vet's office by someone who could not take care of Luigi.
How do you... Well,
and Tulip. Little Tulip there. They found Tulip and her family under a bush and knew that if they stayed wild, they'd be eaten by predators. This is just the chickens.
When we come back...
We'll get into the other animals.
No, we'll do our trending stories. We do Gas Fantasy Foreplay. We got Swamp Watch. We got a whole lot of show left.
Do you want to know what the emu's name is? It's Earl. No. Before he went to the Gentle Barn, he was running loose in Santa Clarita, jumping in and out of people's yards. Now he's safe at the Gentle Barn.
Juwan, hit that thing and stop her from saying
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.